KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
This does not suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
.255 Sports Radio 13 down the ticket. Fowler Toyota, Miracle Mortgage, and the letter F percent. Why Today Doesn't Suck? Why is that so funny to me that we're stealing the Sesame Street bit? Okay, we need name and number. A number and letter. What was the number again? 7? In honor of Mickey Mantle?
Yeah, but we didn't even vote on
that. Is that tonight, by the way? Is the Mantle thing?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. You know, it's tonight. Do you watch Empire?
No. Does that start?
Nah, we're up to, like, episode 4.
4 seconds.
Dang good.
You know what?
Is that on FX or?
No, it's on ABC. And
No. I'm out on anything on regular TV.
I'll tell you.
Now, I am going to be in Rome on HBO.
When's that on?
Cobra.
I think it starts in September.
Is it Rome is Burning?
No.
Snake, what's up?
Do you watch...
Did you take a huge call at the end?
Rescue Me?
I've got it all TiVo'd. I just haven't...
Like ever?
Gone back.
You've never watched one episode of Rescue Me?
I watched a couple episodes of last year.
Oh.
Thought it was pretty good, so...
I'm just rolling through the DVD. I bought the DVD for last year. So if you want to borrow it...
Do you guys watch Intervention?
You know what? I watched it one time. It's so tense. I can't even stay with it. It's just...
Never watched it.
It's right up your alley, man.
It's so
really
uncomfortable.
Really, me?
Yes. It is good.
It's
man.
Really uncomfortable, though, isn't it?
I mean, my two new favorite shows are that and that Lisa Kudrow, The Comeback.
What about Entourage?
No, I don't watch that because I didn't start watching.
What about The 4400?
What?
Good show.
Watch The Comeback.
That
it's just so goofy, and she is so great in it.
Entourage is so awesome.
I hear that.
I love Turtle.
I hear it's good.
Johnny Drama. And E.
Ben and Skin got the creator of Entourage on
really?
Last week.
Which they threw him some chin music.
How'd they book that?
It's pretty embarrassing. I thought the guy was going to hang up.
The great Ben and Skin. Love you guys. Love you very much. All right. So now the hard lines are ready. Ready to roll. Here to take you the rest of the way. Big Mac.
Gray from the state of Cleveland, Ohio.
Back to you, Dan.
Today is Tuesday, July 12th, the 193rd day of the year. 172 left. The hard line is here with Snake. Interesting.
Weird, huh?
Kind of makes me want to...
Here he is, the Cobra.
Dance, maybe?
Here's Cobra.
Move your head side
like
to side.
Head
I don't know.
Side to side here.
So are the number of days left going down?
Oh, yeah.
They always go down.
Cobra.
No, I mean, are we past the halfway mark yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
170-something left.
Right. Snake, what's up?
Snake,
what's up?
Hey, Jim.
Cobra.
Snake.
On this date in 1984, Snake. Democratic presidential candidate Walter F.
Ooh.
Mondale.
Hey.
Announced he'd chosen U.S. Representative Geraldine Ferraro.
Worst mistake.
To be his running mate.
He wasn't going to win anyway.
So he just thought he'd trick it up to holy hell and try to get the woman to get out of the kitchen and vote.
Desperate move.
Wouldn't say that.
It's uteri.
Oh, that's
I think
right.
He was going to beat Reagan.
Uteruses.
Well, I don't know if it's uteri. Is it?
I don't know. Utero?
Hey, heard of?
That's what Kurt Cobain said, man. Remember Kurt?
I do, man.
Yeah, I hear you now. Now you're talking my language.
Do we got a little heart-shaped box in there?
According to a government report released Monday...
Yeah. This is awesome. I'm going to open my cell phone.
More than 6.5 million of South Africa's 47 million people could be infected with HIV.
That way it was...
As they say in South Africa...
Your AIDS genocide plan, Tom?
That's from the Johannesburg Health Department survey.
No, it wasn't my AIDS genocide plan, Corby.
They might have tricked those numbers up just a tad.
How many monkeys did you shoot up with AIDS?
You know, President Thabo Mbeki's government has been criticized for its sluggish response to HIV/AIDS.
Luanda Mbenga.
Hey, remember, did we not talk about that on the air when you... The origin of AIDS, how they were the polio vaccinations, when they were shooting them up with monkeys.
That was just one guy's theory that was on...
But it made sense to me.
Yeah, the polio...
Doesn't make as much sense as the toilet seat theory.
but that was published in Rolling Stone.
What was it, though?
Or the porta potty.
That they used the
snakes.
Liver of monkeys to make polio vaccines.
Snake.
And then they vaccinated... millions of people
Snake,
in
up?
That region of
Snake, what's up?
Of Africa
mm-hmm.
to eradicate polio.
African.
And they gave them AIDS.
Well, I mean, that's...
Cobra.
That's just a theory.
That's all right. We're all going to die. We're all going to die of bird flu anyway.
Nobody gets out of this alive.
It'd be a good name
now
for
you. Now you're talking
It'd
my language.
Good name for you.
For a what?
For a book.
Snake, what's up?
Yeah. No one here gets
on this day
alive.
In 1979, in the most ill-fated promotion in baseball history, if you would say that.
The lay on the floor, look at the ceiling promotion.
Thousands of fans overran the field in Comiskey Park during Disco Demolition Night. And that caused the White Sox to forfeit the second game of a doubleheader.
Oil storm.
Oil platform tipped over.
Oil storm.
See there? You guys laughed at it. Is that in Port Fouchon?
It's in the Gulf of Mexico.
Port Fouchon.
Same body of water. Do you think life on an oil platform is beaten?
You know, my dad worked on an oil rig
at a buddy of mine.
Rafe?
They did it for years, no? They made great money. I mean, great money.
Yeah, my dad made a ton of cash.
Where do you park the General when you're out on the oil platform?
I guess you just park it on...
Yes, I had a General Lee.
I jump, park it on the coastline and get in the boat and go out
just
there.
Just gotta swim out there?
Do you have to check the level?
I guess you just park
put
the...
that thing in and...
I guess you just park the General Lee
off.
And then you get on your Stonewall Jackson boat and float on out there. Floating out there to the Jefferson Davis oil rig.
Is that an actual clip from Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
It is.
By the way, on our way back from the Guys Guide get-together this morning, we finally noticed the Robert E. Lee statue not far from here.
Yeah.
It's down there in Lee Park.
Yeah.
Did you stop and salute it?
I did. Got my picture taken.
Did Tom take off his outer layer and reveal his full Colonel Sanders get-up that he wears underneath it?
You know what? I can't believe
Aubrey was there.
That people haven't...
Aubrey was shining it up.
He was on sentry duty.
I can't believe that there hadn't been more hell raised over that to get that statue taken down.
There's too many men having a good time in that part.
He was just the leader of the Confederate Army.
I wish I was an underdog.
What was that elementary name that they made him...
Jefferson Davis.
Yeah, made him take that name off.
The Boss Hog?
Of a elementary school.
What'd they rename it?
David Duke.
Boss Hog.
Barbara Jordan.
Boss Hog Elementary.
Good times, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, very
good. Fun to be able to laugh a little bit.
Boy, it is.
Well, today's birthdays include Julio Cesar Chavez. He is 43.
Still fighting?
What? He's still fighting?
No.
Yes, he is. He fought not too long ago on the Adios tour.
Is he the one that wears the skirt?
Yeah, he fought on the same card as his son.
Adios.
Hey, I've got a boxing story.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir?
Hey.
And Tommy Hearns liked that idea so much he's going to fight on the same card as his son.
Where is that boxing story?
Mike, Gregor, line four
guys. Do you guys know
Kevin,
Bob,
Dan,
Dorby,
Fernando,
Rich,
Jer?
Yes, no.
It was me!
you guys know that Max Kellerman's brother was murdered?
Yes.
I totally missed that.
You don't read Phil Mushnick then?
By a boxer whose nickname was the Hammer?
Greg.
And he killed him with a hammer?
Greg.
Boy.
I knew it was violent.
It's taking your nickname off. Seriously.
You know, he works for the Laddie now, I believe.
The Hammer.
The murderer?
Mad Max Kellerman?
Yeah.
All right, a boxer who fights under the nickname the Harlem Hammer will stand trial on charges that he used a hammer to kill a sports writer and then torched his Hollywood apartment.
The Hammer.
Sam Kellerman, 29, was found dead in his apartment on October 17, 2004. He's the younger brother of Max Kellerman, host of IMAX.
Not anymore.
And what was the ESPN show?
He did away with that.
Wasn't he also the...
He was on Around the Horn. He was there. He got big money from Fox to move over there, and they promoted him like they promoted Keith Olbermann and Jim Rome and everybody else, and it failed.
He failed over there, too? Nothing.
Cobra.
They got rid of us.
Nothing.
Nothing does work on that Fox.
because people are conditioned to go to that Fox net.
Even I have to laugh at that
games.
One. Groups
to watch it? Games.
Well, Chris Rose is claiming victory for his show.
Yeah, how many hosts have they
the
had?
The best
that?
Doggone wild sports show. Period. Boy, and how about John Kruk moving back to ESPN?
The P1 wild ass sports show.
Is that what they call it?
What Kruk is?
It's just weird on ESPN. He's in a suit now, and he's making baseball points. And
he's good.
Hey, Mike.
Is he?
Mario, yes, Norm. I'm not Ray Charles. I'm alive, and I can see.
That's not rubbing that, Norm.
You don't think John Kruk is good? I mean, I'm not saying he's a great broadcaster, but he always brings up good stuff.
He's okay.
At least he won't protect the players like most of them will.
Would you? Mario Soto is 49.
Ah, the master of the changeup.
He's no Ron Santo.
Paul Silas is 62.
By the way, that Ron Santo documentary is on Saturday night. This Old Cub.
And, a lot of people think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
You know what? I'm going to watch it because when I was up there listening to Cubs games, making my wife go to baseball games and stuff on her vacation.
Did you take your Walkman to the game?
Him and Pat Hughes. No, I did not. But I was driving around the next day, and the game I was not allowed to go to. We were driving back to Wisconsin, and they were having a discussion about Ron Santo's toupee, or actually his multiple toupees, and he referenced the Gamer, and Pat Hughes had to explain to the audience what the Gamer is, and he's like, well, the Gamer is Ron's toupee that he wears to games, just for those who don't know. And I'm
what?
Like... And I just think, what's the point of having a toupee if you tell everybody you have a toupee? Like, doing live spots for a toupee would be counterproductive, would it not?
No.
Because isn't the point of a toupee
again,
to
I think it's better if people know it.
I didn't know, but if you get a free toupee, like then maybe not.
A toupee mart?
You never saw Willard Scott? Sometimes he'd wear his on the Today Show, sometimes he wouldn't.
Well, Hank Stram, Bobby Hall. They're all guys who...
Elf.
So why don't you do it?
Yeah, have you ever seen Elf without his toupee?
He doesn't have a toupee.
Yeah, what about Vince?
Well, Vince made a overnight decision that he had enough of the toupee.
See what that did for him?
And I was way ahead of the curve, wasn't I?
That's when the Ranger
yes,
radio.
You were.
That's when the Ranger radio broadcast was really good.
Christy Yamaguchi is 34.
Did an interview with her once.
So anyway, on this Ron Santo documentary, maybe they'll do a feature on the Gamer.
You know where I went to a dinner with Ron Santo? Remember Winfields? Or
Winfields 08.
Winfields in Fort Worth.
Winfields
That's where I had
08.
My dinner with Santo. I went to TCU with his daughter.
Now, does he have a fake leg?
Yes.
He's got two of
them. Fake legs?
Yeah. Now, at the time, he had both legs before the Gator got a hold of him.
I think it's diabetes.
Oh.
Bill Cosby is 68.
Great. No, I think it's a Gator.
That Gator got a hold of it
that episode.
That night down there in Trinity.
Cheryl Ladd is 54.
Hot. At age 54, still hot.
Sure.
Yes, I saw her and her hot daughter.
You would not believe how girls start losing it at 54.
But I saw her about 3 weeks ago on a program.
Not 53?
That's why I could have them at 55, and you guys laugh at me like, oh, you're crazy.
She was on some...
Well, we haven't seen any evidence of it yet.
Well, I'm just telling you, I could. I don't need to go...
Okay,
we're
supposed to believe you?
Yeah, okay, right, if that's all it takes, you know what? I could sleep with Jennifer Aniston right now. I could.
Mine is believable.
I'm not gonna.
So you don't. What did you say? You don't need to go bagging a bunch of old hags.
Yeah, hey, Gorby. You heard me.
Where's your ear?
I don't need. Mine's believable. It's not like I'm saying I could get Angelina Jolie. No, I couldn't.
Is his believable?
No.
What?
Christine McVie is 62.
See, I don't think...
Maybe my wife will let me sleep around. I'm going to convince her that a few women are 55.
It's a bit. A
couple of SMU girls.
Hey, Barbie.
So you think you could get, like, You think you could get Jessica Lange?
Hey, Barbie.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You
easily.
Think you could get Dolly Parton?
Cher, Dolly Parton.
Hello.
Any of them.
Norm's trying
hey, Barbie.
To...
He's trying to reach you.
What?
Look at... Who's the devil? Look at the devil's running with the guy. Is that Neptune?
What?
Richard Simmons is 57.
That's confusing.
How?
57.
Oh, he'd love to sleep with you.
There you go, Clark.
There's a 55-year-old.
Can I have
you
that?
Oh, yeah. You could have him. Did
Roger
you say Christine
Smith
McVie
is
a little while ago?
Yes, I did.
And how old is
62.
She?
62.
God.
That's an old. Oh.
Who was the last one you said?
Roger Smith, 80. Sorry.
The General Motors guy?
That's Roger and me.
And now here's
James Bond. The one that cut the big check to Ross Perot just to go away?
That's Roger Moore.
Oh.
Here's some spares.
Bad Radio, can you please wish a happy birthday to the spareness that is DNL from Loco Luis and Ghostface Danny?
What? Too many nicknames.
I don't know.
Okay.
Travis what? Best is 33.
Georgia Tech? Basketball player.
Indeed. Chad Brown, 35.
Former Maverick great?
Colorado.
Travis Best, yeah, he was.
Colorado.
Chad Brown?
Steelers, too, right?
Aren't I right?
I don't know.
Yeah, Colorado.
I know Steelers and Seahawks. That's all I know. Mike Munoz is 40.
I don't know that I'd call him a spare.
Mike Munoz?
You're thinking of the other Munoz.
Yeah, former Ranger great.
Nice cover.
What? No, Mike Munoz, he still lives here.
Okay. Wait, Greggo.
And you're not sure he's
at
a spare?
At Riverside Plaza?
No, he lives in Southlake. Seriously, he does.
Hey, Greggo.
Yeah,
are there any Rangers that
live
in
Southlake?
Let's go to Japan and munch down a little whale meat.
Nah, I'm out, Norm. I'm out.
Rory Sparrow is 47.
Danny!
Danny used to love those.
That is his ultimate default, Rory Sparrow.
And Gilles Malosh, 55.
Uh-huh. Program director of Sports Radio 1310.
Back to you, Dan. Get out of here.
Born on this day, now dead, Milton Berle, Julius Caesar.
He had a big one. Julius Caesar, really?
You know what, supposedly.
Eric Carr.
I don't mean to give away the empire, but Julius Caesar doesn't make it.
Really?
By the way, Danny, today is Rory Sparrow's birthday. He hates you.
So he wore a tiny shirt in celebration.
Julius Caesar.
Henry David Thoreau and George Eastman.
Dead on this. Invented the land camera.
How old is Thoreau now?
He's dead, dude.
Didn't he blow his brains out at that creek?
Died in 1862.
I think so.
Jumped
no.
in the creek.
Over there.
He committed suicide, didn't he, Thoreau?
I didn't think he did.
You know, he jumped in the creek chasing the General Lee after he had jumped over it.
Over there in that creek, man, I found a couple of shots on the arrowhead.
Dead on the stage, still dead, Alexander Cartwright.
Invented the game of baseball. Not... Abner
and Norm. The name that I blew by everyone and said it really loud, Paul Silas. Screw you up.
Well, he did.
Well, you did,
Norm,
man.
Tyler?
What were we talking about there? What do we get off into?
That's why today's all
this. Ben's getting good at when a lot of people are talking, he'll insert something in there and then move on. That was good, Dan. But, well...
That's why he's Big Mac. Norm. All right, the Hardline.
Yes. I love you.
Has a couple more days, right? Before the
today and tomorrow.
Before the vacation,
till
the sabbatical.
Today and tomorrow.
Till morning drive.
Then we'll be back in middle of September.
Well, good luck, guys.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Norm.
Your mom.
Our line's tonight.